Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I'm Acacia Jarvis from Dallas, Texas, and you're listening to Soundcheck from WNYC.
They hung them upside down. They took the fisherman's ring off his finger, and they hung them upside down. We all gotta sell out somebody sometimes. Gotta take care of ourselves right now.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Faith, betrayal, doubt, redemption. Those are big themes for a songwriter. But they've always been in Craig Finn's wheelhouse. The frontman for the band The Hold Steady has just released his second solo album. It's called Faith in the Future. And the themes are still big, but some of the stories are smaller, more intimate. And so it's just Craig Finn and his acoustic guitar here in the studio today with some of those musical stories. This first one is called Maggie, I've Been Searching for Our Son. It's Craig Finn live on Soundcheck.
There's a darkness in my body, and I think I might be ready. Maggie, I've been searching for our son. There's a big hole in my thinking. Lately I've been seeing things. Maggie, I've been searching for our son. If you're down and out, if you still have any doubts, doubt that there's a savior yet to come, stop what you're doing, close your eyes and keep on breathing. Slowly turn your face up to the sun. It was warm in Arizona, it was cold in Colorado. Maggie, I've been searching for our son. There were crosses on the altar, there was gold in El Dorado. Maggie, I got blisters on my thumbs. If you're all strung out, if you still have any doubts, if you doubt that there's a rapture yet to come, hey, pick up the paper, see the stories and the pictures. Kid went to the movies with a gun. Well, there's a house out in the desert, and I lived there with some people. Maggie, that guy said he was our savior. But once he took our women and turned us into his soldiers, he had a patch of radical behavior. And the ATF were belligerent. There were handcuffed girls with barely any clothes. There was power in their numbers. There was silver in their holsters. The trucks as they rolled slowly up the road. There's a darkness in my body, and I think I might be ready. So if you're stuck down south, if you still have any doubts, if you doubt that there's a heaven yet to come. Well, there's a darkness in my body, and I think I might be ready. Maggie, I've been searching for our son. Maggie, I'm still searching for our son.
That is Craig Finn, live, solo, here in the Soundcheck studio. The song's called Maggie, I've Been Searching for Our Son. It is on Craig Finn's new album called Faith in the Future, with a band on the record. Just you here in the studio, Craig. Good to see you again.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
This must be pretty close to how it was when you first wrote it then.
Exactly. I wrote the songs. I got them kind of the place that I could best get them to by just, you know, playing acoustic guitar, and then sort of turned them over to the producer, and we talked about doing other things and fleshing them out for the record.
Who produced the record?
A guy named Josh Kaufman produced the record.
Oh, yeah,
he's Brooklyn-based, and he's worked with a lot. I met him a few years ago, and he said, you know, he heard some of these songs, a thing I was doing, and he said, I think I could help on those songs. So we started talking, and really, really cool to work with someone new and kind of come at it with a fresh approach, and I think I'm really happy with the results.
When you were writing these songs, did you know they were solo songs as opposed to Hold Steady songs?
Yeah, it's kind of easy because really at this point with the Hold Steady, I pretty much only write the lyrics. So by actual writing the music, it sort of becomes a solo. We've fallen in for that a pretty good way to work for us in the Hold Steady. So by writing the music, they kind of become solo songs. And also, they're, you know, some of these I think are quieter and you know, a little less rock and then Hold Steady. So they kind of feel more of a Craig Finn thing.
Yeah. So most of them are, though, they continue this long tradition you've had of the songs that tell stories, that they're character portraits. That place is also really important in a lot of your songs.
Yeah, absolutely.
Are you like a novelist who knows all the background of the characters and where they've come from, even if that doesn't make it into the book? You know,
because what ends up happening is I tend to write way more lyrics for each song than end up in the song. So I have a pretty good idea of who these people are when I write them. And, as you say, knowing where someone's coming from or where they're at that moment is a huge part, you know. And I do really like specifics, and that said, I think a lot of it's a song is somewhat like a short story. What you leave out can be just as important as what you put in.
Yeah. And when it comes to being specific, I mean, you locate these people in time, you locate them in place, but that doesn't pin the song down to a time and a place. It somehow, it can still be kind of universal. It can still admit the listener in.
Yeah, I always say that, I love The Clash. They're one of my favorite bands of all time, but I still don't know what Sten Guns and Knightsbridge Hall means, but it sounds cool, and I certainly love that song. So if you're doing it right, you can offer these specific details that you know, hit people universally.
Or Play With Fire, the old Rolling Stones song.
Yeah.
When I grew up, growing up in Queens, I had no idea what Stepney or Knightsbridge was.
Sure.
But you could kind of tell that one was not so nice and the other was probably really posh.
Sure, sure. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, you might say a street corner. People may not have been there, but every city probably has a corner like that.
Yeah,
know?
Yeah. So we've talked a little bit about this before when the Hold Steady were in, that there's been a kind of movement in your voice from the kind of speech song to more conventional singing in recent years. When you are a storyteller, I mean, this is something that we've seen throughout human history. You know, many songs began as kind of chanted poems. The more you sing, the more you run the risk of people not understanding what it is you're saying.
Yeah. In this case, I think for the record, I agree with you. When we made this record, we were kind of obsessed with, you know, the number one thing was letting the narratives come through.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of decisions were made based on that. And it ended up being, I would say, instrumentally, a fairly sparse record because the narratives are really kind of front and center. And even in some of the drumming stuff, there's barely any cymbals on the record because cymbals kind of eat at where the vocals come in. And so there is that risk, but I definitely do sing more than I used to because I can more than I used to. I've worked at it. We're always trying to get the narratives to come through.
Right, right. The narrative in this next song, New Myers Roof, it's a 9/11 song in the way that Let the Great World Spin, the Colin McCann novel, is a 9/11 novel,
right.
Or The Walk, the new movie about Philippe Petit, is a 9/11 movie. Do you know William Basinski, the composer?
I do not.
He has a piece called Disintegration Loops. It's become known as a 9/11 piece because on that day he was on a rooftop in Brooklyn playing with these tape loops they were decaying and watching the towers fall. You have a kind of a similar story here, right?
Yeah, I was working in an office. I'd moved to New York just about a year to the day before, and I was working in an office. My friend and boss, Chris Neumeier, when the plane hit the tower, said, "Why don't we go to my roof and watch the towers? See what we see." Mm-hmm. And we went there, and strangely, we ended up getting some beer, which was weird because it was 9:30 in the morning.
Right.
That sounds inappropriate and detached, unemotional now. But on that day, it was hard to access what emotion you were supposed to be feeling, and it made as much sense as anything else.
Yeah.
So we drank beer and watched the towers go down, and in long story short, the other crazy thing about that is that the woman my partner who I live with was on the 33rd floor of the North Tower. And so while we were drinking beer, watching the towers go down, this is before I met her, she was getting out. So the whole thing, looking back 15 years later, 14 years later, is sort of the song in some way was just trying to make sense of all that and everything that's happened.
And so it is not a 9/11 song. It's about something.
It's about
bigger.
Really. It's about the best way to say it. I say. It's about light after darkness, and it's about having faith in the future.
There were the same bloodsuckers in the lobby again. When they called my name, I waved. I thought they might be my old friends. They had the cross in the car, they had the pig in the pen. I was in the bathroom doing my best to ascend. Doubting Thomas at the party supplies. He said he likes how it looks when I roll back my eyes. Studio sent a car to collect me. When the driver dropped me off at the lot, he said he'd never forget me. Publicist picked up lunch again. I had a Pabst and some pemmican. She said, "Man, you're so damn American." Doubting Thomas had his eyebrows raised. He said he liked me much better when I was walking away. No, I've never been crucified. I never suffered or died. I've never been shot. I've been lied to a lot. Well, hotel lobby, late night TV. You're either up on the stage or you're down on your knees. Blood in my hand, ash in my wine. You can see I get anxious sometime. Nails in my hand, blood in my eyes. I feel pretty cool, but I know I look fried. All these tall tales, now one tiny truth. Saw the towers go down from up on Neumeier's roof. And yeah, we were frightened. But yeah, we were drinking. It was all so confusing. Doubting Thomas went and talked to the cops. He said this sure seems like an inside job. No, I've never been crucified. I never suffered or died. I've never been shot. I've been lied to a lot. Well, hotel bar, they got the game on TV. You're either up on the lights or you're out on the streets. Man, we always want more, but we get what we need. I saw your girl at the movies. She seems pretty sweet. Thomas says a cynical take. He said the more you destroy, the more that you make. No, I've never been crucified. I never suffered or died. I've never been shot, but I've lied to a lot. Well, look at these mountains, look at these trees, Tom, there must be something you believe. Oh, look at these mountains, look at these trees, Tom, there must be something you believe. Tom, there must be something. Tom, there must be something. Tom, there must be something you believe. Tom, there must be something. Tom, there must be something. Tom, there must be something you believe.
So that, you know, you were talking about knowing your characters when the character is at least in part based on you.
Yeah, yeah.
Does that add, do you have to have some authorial distance to really make the song work?
Yeah, I mean, in that case, that some of that, you know, you can exaggerate a little bit or you can sort of make yourself a character. But I mean, the solo stuff in general, because it's a little quieter, I feel there's more room for me in it, meaning, you know, the whole studies, the music is so grand that I feel like when I'm writing lyrics for it, it needs to be cinematic. It needs to be big. Big things, big moves have to happen. And on some of the smaller stuff, you know, the solo stuff, I can do sort of smaller stories. And there can be these, you know, kind of little moments.
Yeah. Have you ever written short stories?
I have written things, and I find it's definitely a goal of mine to write, you know, and put out something at some point. I found my attempts at it to be troubling in that as a guy who's been in bands or played music for 20 years, having people in the room and kind of encouraging you is very helpful. And the solitary part of being a writer is definitely one of the challenges I have with it.
Although presumably you're not writing these songs in front of groups of people.
But you're getting feedback quickly.
Yeah. Well, you know, I know you've written some nonfiction. You have a story in a book about baseball.
Yeah. I have a story in a book about bars too. I've done a few of those kind of pieces.
Yeah. But that's a different thing.
Yeah, definitely a different thing.
Yeah. So your Twins never made the playoffs. My Yankees were bumped after again. Who are we rooting for here this year?
Well, the Mets in the National League. I think you want the hometown.
Yeah, I can't. I'm a Yankee fan.
Oh, I think you got it.
I've
actually I've gone to some Mets games this year and had a lot of fun out there. So definitely in the National League, I want the Mets. The AL is interesting. I'm kind of I'm about to go on tour. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of hoping that everywhere, the cities I go to, although that could affect the shows negatively, but I sort of want the excitement of baseball. So Toronto, by next Saturday at least, to have some, having fun. Kansas, you know, it's hard to dislike the Royals.
It is.
And the Astros are a cool team. So they're all pretty likable.
Yeah. No Red Sox, so I have no problem with any of the rest of them. We had the band Lucero in to talk about Memphis and music in Memphis, and they actually mentioned how you have mentioned Memphis in a number of Hold Steady songs.
I've always been fascinated with Memphis, and I think it was, you know, as a musical city, and then being a big Star fan. And then there's this book called It Came from Memphis by Robert Gordon that is just a fascinating book about Memphis. So. That kind of led me deeper, and then also a 90s indie rock band called The Grifters that I was obsessed with.
Mm-hmm.
So all those things have made me think of Memphis very romantically, and then Steve Selvidge joined the band as Memphis.
Formerly of Lucero.
Yeah, and born and raised in Memphis. So it feels like we've got our hooks in there now, and I can't seem to stop talking about it, even on the solo record.
So this song, Christine,
mm-hmm.
begins in Memphis.
Yeah, Christine is a girl who's, I keep saying that she might be a little one step wild or reckless, but the narrator of the song, the guy who likes her, is way too careful. And for that reason, they never seem to be able to connect. She went to Memphis with some dentist that she met on some weird website. When she came back 3 days later, she couldn't speak for a week. At the diner, after bar time, in the bright lights, eating French fries, she starts to cry. Christine reads magazines, New York, Los Angeles, London. Everyone wants something. I just want Christine. And she says, let's move to the city. Stay up all night. Live the high life. And he said, maybe first we visit, make sure that we like it. Christina reads magazines, New York, Los Angeles, London. Everyone wants something. I just want Christine. I just want Christine. She went to Pittsburgh with some pilot. Said she tried it, but she didn't like it. When she came back, all distracted, sort of shaky, sat in silence at the diner, eating French fries in the bright lights. After bar time, she starts to cry. She says, you're such a good guy.
Christine reads magazines. New York, Los Angeles, London. Everyone wants something. I just want Christine. I just want Christine. I just want Christine.
The song is called Christine from Craig Finn, and you'll find it on his new solo album called Faith in the Future, which from the title to some of the themes, Craig, seems like a companion to the Hold Steady Record, Stay Positive. You
it
know?
Is sort of the same same sentiment, maybe told told from a few years older. But I think in both cases, you say stay positive or have faith in the future. Kind of when things are a little dark, so yeah. It's not entirely all sunny.
So what's the status of the band now? Because you've got this and heading out on tour.
Yeah, well, we did 120 dates in 2014, so everyone came back a little fried and needed a break. I'm hoping we crank it up at some point, but we don't have any imminent plans. But going to get through the tour with this and then figure out.
Okay. November 6th, mark your calendar, Craig Finn at the Bowery Ballroom. Are you doing this tour solo, or are you doing it with a band?
No, I have a band. Yeah. There'll be four of us on stage. A guy named Arun Bali on guitar, Falcon Valdez on drums, and Will Berman on bass. And it should be a really great band.
Okay, November 6th at the Bowery Ballroom. Craig's been with us here in the Soundcheck studio. Always great to see you. Congratulations on the record.
Thanks so much for having me, Chuck.
A little hitch in her voice when she answered the call. She says, some nights I get so paranoid. I wish I wasn't involved. It was the last of the bottle, the second bottle of the evening. She said, it's hard these days for a girl to trust anyone. I've been so lonely lately. I went to the movies, I did too much in one sitting.